helping to keep you informed because money matters. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
At 1242, well, AOL is back as a standalone company with its divorce from Time Warner complete. We are talking about the rocky marriage that lasted almost 10 years or so with returning guest Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Chris, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the media landscape, which is shifting, it seems, hour by hour. Where does AOL fit into this now?
Well, I think AOL really has some major headwinds that it's going to have to overcome to be a standalone company. The CEO there is talking about trying to become another advertiser-supported content-based company, and he's going to try to use robotic content development. He's a former Google guy who knows about algorithms, and he'll try to get his mass staff to figure out what the hot story is going to be and turn it over to a small, cheap editorial staff. But it's going to take a long time to build any kind of credibility as a news or information-gathering entity and to get in there and compete with the other big brands in that space.
Not to mention the state the economy is in right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, can you imagine telling investors, hey, I've got this great idea about going on the web and being an advertiser-supported content company? Boy.
Well, it's clear that AOL is operating in a different environment than when AOL was your grandmother's AOL. But how can it compete against especially Google, which is the giant here, but even some of the social networking sites that, you know, also might have an AOL appeal?
Well, that's really the big question, of course, is how will they compete? AOL is going to sell Bebo, which was its attempt at a social networking site, along with probably ICQ, which was their instant messaging offering. But believe it or not, and I was amazed to find this out myself, that there are still 8.7 million grandmother subscribers out there that use the dial-up service, and obviously that's going to fade quickly. But that's really where their revenues are derived from, is from that from being an internet service provider. And I think that's a great question. You know, how will they compete? Again, the CEO's idea is to try to automate a lot of the editorial decision-making that takes place in a newsroom or content-based environment. But, boy, you know, the challenges there are going to be substantial.
There are probably millions of people who are still using AOL as their email domain, yada, 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 .AOL.com. But how are they going to make any money off of that, or can they?
I think that's the big question. Obviously, they do get some cash flow out of being an ISP, getting some of those dial-up subscriptions, paid on a monthly basis, but that's going to fade. And they've even talked about taking their entire infrastructure and basically turning it into a platform for billing other services. So in other words, if you had a company, because they bill people on a subscription basis, they can take that subscription billing service and market it to another company. But that sure is a far cry from being an internet portal.
Well, Tom, who are the winners right now as we see this kind of shake out?
I think Time Warner, obviously, is going to be able to unload this thing, and it was probably one of the great debacles in American business history, an idea that looked good on paper, but at the end of the day failed on the execution. And so Time Warner, I think, is going to strengthen its position. They look pretty good to me. They're a large media company. They've got lots of content, lots of strong brands with Warner Brothers, WB, New Line Cinema, CNN, HBO, Turner Networks. They're a cable network operator where the margins are real high, still around 40 to 60%, where broadcast margins are about 10%. So they're situated real well. Yeah, they've got a print division with Time and Sports Illustrated, People and Fortune, but those are successful print offerings, and I think Time Warner is going to do itself a favor by unloading AOL.
And what kind of capitalization is AOL going to have, and is it going to be an attractive stock buy?
Well, again, as an Sherman, are you ready to put some of your money on the table to buy a project to compete with Google and on the content side? I don't know.
I lost enough money on AOL the first time around, thank you.
Well, they're talking somewhere, you know, anywhere from maybe a couple of $2-3 billion up to a high of $10 billion, and the valuation on AOL is still very much up in the air, and it's that's going to be interesting to see.
All right, well, we will see with you, and we'll talk to you again as this progresses. Thanks, Tom.
Good speaking with you. Thanks.
Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions in Seattle.